Maga Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals trust their inner compass, relying on instinct, tradition, or inherited wisdom to make decisions. This is an internal frame of reference. Others seek feedback, validation, and structure from the outer world, aligning with external standards or social expectations. Maga Nakshatra, ruled by Ketu and anchored in ancestral pride, dignity, and karmic inheritance, typically leans toward an internal frame of reference. Its native often holds a deep, unshakable sense of who they are, rooted not in opinions, but in a sense of lineage and soul identity. However, planetary placements, especially in the fourth and tenth houses, can influence how much they turn inward for direction or outward for affirmation. If Sun is in the first house in Maga, the frame of reference is strongly internal. These individuals operate from a core identity shaped by purpose, pride, and self-alignment. They may listen to others, but they ultimately decide based on what feels noble, true, and aligned with their personal standard. Their inner voice is loud, often shaped by what they believe their ancestors would expect of them. If Sun is in the 10th house, the internal reference remains, but the external role becomes more visible. They feel the burden of legacy, often acting from an internal standard, but under the public eye, making their inner compass externally accountable. If Moon is in the 4th house, the frame of reference is deeply internal and emotional. These individuals consult their emotional landscape, family values, and intuitive comfort before making any decision. Their choices are guided by emotional resonance, not external logic. If Moon is in the 10th, the emotional internal reference becomes filtered through public expectation. They still feel from within, but may begin to evaluate their emotional worth based on success, approval, or recognition. If Saturn is in the 4th house, the internal reference becomes more controlled, cautious, and self-monitored. These individuals take their own standards very seriously, but often wrestle with internal judgment or karmic weight. They are unlikely to be swayed by trends, but they may be harsh on themselves, expecting to uphold a personal code of discipline. If Saturn is in the 10th, the reference shifts outward. They begin to measure their worth by their societal role, reputation, and legacy, becoming highly tuned to how they are perceived and whether they meet external benchmarks. If Mercury is in the 4th house, the internal reference is mental and reflective. These natives think deeply before acting, often needing solitude to analyze their thoughts away from the noise. They trust their ideas when they've had space to process them privately. If Mercury is in the 10th, their reference becomes more externally driven, aligning their thinking with public communication, social validation, and the desire to be understood and respected in their profession or community. Maga's default mode is to act from a sense of inherited truth. It doesn't easily bow to outside opinion. But depending on planetary influence, it may begin to translate that inner dignity into a form the world can understand, or in some cases, forget its own inner guidance in the pursuit of recognition. Maga evolves most fully when it leads not because others expect it to, but because its inner throne is already occupied and the outer world is simply catching up. Maga Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some people are naturally proactive. They initiate, lead, and act before the world asks them to. Others are more reactive, preferring to observe, reflect, and respond when the time feels right. Maga Nakshatra, seated in the throne of ancestral royalty, authority, and karmic responsibility, tends to lean toward a proactive action style, but with a regal restraint. Maga doesn't rush, but it doesn't wait either. It prefers to act from position, not pressure. However, whether a Maga native leans fully into this proactive style or defaults to a more reactive posture depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Sun is in the 1st house in Maga, the action style is clearly proactive. These natives lead from the front, even if silently. They feel a personal responsibility to act, to uphold a legacy, carry themselves with purpose, and take command when others hesitate. Their action is often calm but decisive, like someone who doesn't need permission to step forward. If Sun is in the 10th, this proactive drive extends into the public domain, They're natural leaders, driven to initiate systems, structures, or paths for others to follow, often doing so with a mix of quiet confidence and clear authority. If Mars is in the third house, proactivity takes on a more tactical, energetic flavor. These natives act quickly, especially when it comes to ideas, debates, or asserting their will. They're not just leading from lineage, they're challenging, initiating, and conquering, often in the intellectual or communicative space. If Mars is in the sixth, the proactivity is focused on problem solving, work ethic, and overcoming adversity. They push forward, often in structured or competitive environments. If Moon is in the fourth house, the action style may lean toward reactive, particularly when emotions are involved. These individuals wait to feel secure before acting. They prefer internal stability over external speed. They react to energy and emotional tone, and if they sense disharmony, they may withdraw, reflect, or respond strategically rather than initiate directly. If Moon is in the 10th, their emotional sensitivity extends to their public role. They act in response to social expectations or reputational pressure, which may make them appear proactive outwardly, though the inner drive is often emotionally reactive. If K2 is in the first house, the action preference becomes disengaged or spiritually reactive. These individuals may appear proactive, but they often act from a place of non-attachment or karmic drift. They're driven by inner impulses that bypass logic, and their actions can feel subtle, mysterious, or faded, rather than chosen. If K2 is in the sixth, this reactive nature becomes more complex. They may act unpredictably in work or health matters, choosing to withdraw from conflict or fight unseen battles behind the scenes. Maga's strength lies in knowing when to step forward and doing so with power, not panic. Even when reactive, it reacts with precision and grace. True to its royal symbolism, Maga acts not because it has to, but because it is time to set the tone. Its evolution lies in learning the difference between reacting to the past and proactively shaping the future, and knowing that sometimes silence can be an action of its own. Maga Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people operate best when they have freedom to explore different approaches, thinking in terms of options, alternatives, and adaptive problem solving. Others thrive within structured systems, preferring defined roles, time-tested procedures, and clearly laid out steps. Maga Nakshatra, deeply tied to ancestral systems, leadership, and karmic hierarchy, often leans toward a procedural style. It respects tradition, values structure, and believes in earning one's place through established paths. However, whether a Maga native prefers to follow time-honored procedures or carve their own strategic route through options depends on planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses. If Sun is in the first house in Maga, the individual naturally aligns with procedures, but not out of rigidity. They act as those who were born to uphold systems, believing that their role is to lead by example within structure. They respect hierarchy and protocol, and their decisions often follow a personal code of conduct or ancestral tradition. If Sun is in the 10th house, this procedural orientation becomes more pronounced in their career. They excel in environments with clarity, legacy, and defined expectations, and they often become the ones others look to for guidance through order. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the style leans more toward options. These natives are intellectually agile, curious, and flexible. They may still respect structure, but they want the freedom to customize it. They'll often work best when they can suggest alternatives, question old systems, or bring innovation to traditional models. If Mercury is in the 10th house, their love for options becomes professional. They seek careers where they can strategize, communicate, and move between departments or roles, rather than being locked into a single method. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the operational style is firmly procedural. These individuals are task-oriented, rule-bound, and steady. They don't mind repetition. They see it as a path to mastery. They may resist options that feel untested or chaotic, preferring known methods, gradual improvement, and responsibility through routine. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes a public virtue. They lead through discipline and reliability, often chosen to build or enforce systems because of their dedication to structure. If Rahu is in the third or sixth house, the operational mode becomes option-focused, even disruptive. These natives want to redefine systems, challenge the old ways, and create new paths. Their mind races with alternatives, and they often reject procedures unless they've built them themselves. In MAGA, this can create tension. They crave the throne, but may resist the rules that traditionally lead there. If Rahu is in the 10th, they want to lead in unconventional ways, often introducing radical innovation, rebellion within authority, or strategic shortcuts to rise quickly. MAGA's default rhythm is procedural, royal, and tradition-aligned. It respects structure because it sees itself as a guardian of legacy. But under the right planetary influence, MAGA can break from ritual to innovate, especially when it knows that evolving the system is part of its dharma. Its challenge is to know when to honor the order and when to reshape it for the generations to come. Done with wisdom, MAGA doesn't abandon procedures. It upgrades them with timeless intelligence. MAGA Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some individuals prefer to see life through a wide-angle lens, focusing on overarching themes, symbolic meaning, and long-term impact, while others are more tuned in to specifics, focusing on the finer details, step-by-step logic, and immediate facts. MAGA Nakshatra, with its strong ties to ancestral lineage, leadership, and karmic inheritance, naturally leans toward a generalized, big-picture view. These natives often carry an innate sense of what something represents, rather than just what it appears to be. However, planetary placements, especially in the first, fifth, and ninth houses, can influence whether their perception sharpens into specifics or expands even further into symbolic abstraction. If Sun is in the first house in MAGA, the view is strongly general. These individuals assess life in terms of identity, honor, and the roles they are meant to play. They aren't usually concerned with micro details unless those details affect the larger narrative. Their sense of self is tied to purpose, not process, and they often evaluate situations through a lens of, what does this mean for my position or legacy? If Sun is in the ninth house, this expands into spiritual, moral, and cultural frameworks, giving them an even more philosophical or symbolic worldview. If Mercury is in the fifth house, the viewpoint shifts towards specifics. These individuals enjoy breaking things down, studying language, data, or creative process with precision. They may still feel the weight of MAGA's legacy, but they'll want to understand how the system works behind the throne, not just the symbolism of sitting on it. If Mercury is in the ninth house, the tendency to analyze persists, but they're now applying it to belief systems, learning structures, or spiritual paths, allowing them to toggle between precision and conceptual frameworks. If Moon is in the fourth house, the view is internally focused and often symbolic, leaning more toward generalized emotional themes like safety, belonging, and inherited emotion. They understand people and situations through emotional resonance, not logic, and may find clarity in patterns that repeat over time or through the family line. If Moon is in the 10th, they may still filter through emotion, but their view widens. They begin to interpret public dynamics, leadership roles, or career choices as part of a broader emotional or karmic pattern, rather than isolated actions. If Ketu is in the first house, the worldview can become hyper-general, even abstract. These natives may feel disconnected from details, preferring to operate from intuitive insight, symbolic meaning, or a sense of karmic knowing. They zoom out so far that daily specifics can seem irrelevant unless tied to a spiritual or fated thread. If Ketu is in the fifth, this abstraction applies to creativity, children, or intelligence. They may view these areas through a philosophical or detached filter, sensing their significance, but often struggling to engage with them in detailed, linear ways. MAGA's natural strength lies in its general, symbolic perspective, seeing life in terms of lineage, impact, and timeless meaning. But when planetary placements bring in Mercury or Saturnian precision, MAGA can master the details that uphold its legacy. Its challenge is to not get lost in symbolism without execution, and to remember that the grandest visions are built detail by detail. When balanced, MAGA becomes not just a ruler in name, but a visionary who knows both what must be preserved and how it must be built. MAGA Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals thrive in collaborative team dynamics, others prefer working independently but near others, and some function best alone with complete control and minimal distraction. MAGA Nakshatra, associated with kingship, ancestral legacy, and inner authority, most naturally leans toward solo or proximity work styles. These natives carry a deep sense of responsibility and pride in their role, often preferring to work autonomously or with selective input, rather than being immersed in group dynamics. However, planetary placements, especially in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses, can shape whether a MAGA native seeks the throne alone or invites others into their court. If Sun is in the first house in MAGA, the preference is typically solo. These individuals like to operate from a position of sovereignty, where they can take full responsibility for outcomes. They may be highly capable in leadership roles, but they prefer to lead from a place of independence, without having to negotiate their vision too much. If Sun is in the 10th house, this solo orientation remains, but it plays out in public or institutional spaces. They often take executive or authoritative roles, where they are recognized as the final decision maker. If Mercury is in the 3rd house, the work preference shifts toward proximity. These individuals enjoy having others around to bounce ideas off of, especially in fields involving communication, writing, or intellectual exchange. They still like autonomy in execution, but appreciate mental stimulation from peers, provided it doesn't threaten their sense of individuality. If Mercury is in the 10th, this proximity-based preference becomes more strategic. They like being part of a network, but still operate with an independent or advisory tone, often directing from behind the scenes. If Moon is in the 4th house, the work preference is usually solo, with strong emotional boundaries. These natives are protective of their mental and emotional space, needing environments that feel secure and under their control. They often do best in private offices, home-based roles, or quiet leadership, where they can work intuitively and without interference. If Moon is in the 10th, their emotional energy becomes tied to public contribution. They may work with others more openly, but still prefer roles that give them influence without emotional entanglement. If Saturn is in the 6th house, the preference is structured proximity or even together, especially in formal or hierarchical settings. These individuals can work within a team, but they need clearly defined roles, boundaries, and systems. They may lead or manage others, but only when the structure allows them to maintain authority and order. If Saturn is in the 10th, they often rise to organizational leadership, where they manage teams, enforce systems, and set standards, yet still retain a strong sense of personal command. MAGA Nakshatra, by nature, doesn't seek crowds. It seeks command. Whether working solo, in proximity, or with others, it must feel that its role is defined, its space is respected, and its contribution is significant. These natives don't just want a seat at the table, they want to honor the seat they've inherited. Their evolution lies in learning how to collaborate without compromising dignity and how to lead with presence, not just position. When given respect and autonomy, MAGA can build legacies that others are proud to serve.